The currency story of the morning is the yen at a 7-month high. The Bank of Japan's potential rate hike is now being actively priced into futures markets, and the trajectory here has real global implications. Japan has been the great outlier in global monetary policy for the past 4 years, keeping rates at or near zero while the rest of the developed world tightened aggressively. That policy created the yen carry trade, which is one of the most important capital flows in global finance.
For listeners unfamiliar with the carry trade, the basic mechanism is you borrow in yen at near zero rates, convert to a higher yielding currency, invest in higher yielding assets, and pocket the rate differential. When this works, it works beautifully. When it unwinds, when the yen suddenly strengthens and your yen denominated debt becomes more expensive to service, it can create cascading selling across global risk assets. We saw a taste of this in August 2024 when the yen briefly spiked and equity markets globally dropped several percent in a single session.
So a 7-month yen high, driven by rate hike bets that are now being taken seriously, is not just a Japan story. It's a story about potential pressure on every asset class that's been partially funded by cheap yen borrowing. The timing, coming into a week where ECB decisions and treasury yield pressure are already in the mix, makes this worth watching very carefully.
The Eurozone revision is a comparative bright spot. Q2 growth revised up to 0.6%. That beats earlier estimates of roughly 0.4%, and it gives the ECB slightly more room to maneuver. If the economy is growing faster than expected, the urgency to cut rates as an economic stimulus measure diminishes. But European inflation is still a factor, and the ECB has a rate decision coming Thursday. Markets are watching for signals on the pace of any easing.
The Berkshire Hathaway story is one I want to give proper weight to, because Greg Abel's first full year as operational CEO has featured a notably more aggressive deployment posture than the Buffett era. Berkshire's cash dropped by $31 billion in the most recent reporting period. For reference, Berkshire's peak cash position was well above $300 billion, so this represents a real acceleration of deployment, not a trivial change.
Without full disclosure, we're reading between the lines, but the sectors where Berkshire has been accumulating, energy infrastructure, select financials, some consumer-facing businesses, suggest Abel is making a judgment that the current rate environment is closer to a ceiling than a floor, and that assets priced at elevated discount rates right now will look cheap when rates. What's interesting is what Abel appears to be buying. Eventually normalize.
That's a meaningful signal from an institution that manages something in the range of $900 billion in assets. When Abel deploys $31 billion in a quarter, he's not making a casual observation about markets. He's making a conviction call.
And all of this is happening against the backdrop of the treasury yield situation that Marcus described in the last segment. The administration's attempts to talk down long-term rates haven't worked, and the market is increasingly pricing in a scenario where the Fed may actually have to raise rather than cut, which would be a significant reversal of the policy path that was broadly anticipated heading into this year.
The S&P futures at 7,715 this morning, slightly negative on the day, reflect that uncertainty. Equity markets at these levels are priced for a soft landing with declining rates. If neither of those things materializes, the recalculation will be uncomfortable.